It's a schus to be able to share the Vertar with you this morning. I'd like to thank Rabbi Schnall for arranging this shir, and I want to thank all of you for coming, for joining us for today's shir. There's an old minhag that people ask mechila from their chaverim before Yom Kippur. I'd like to discuss the various reasons for this minhag, and to talk about some of the halachic implications of the different reasons that are given. The source of this minhag is a Mishnah at the end of Yuma. The Mishnah says on the Peihei Amud Beis in Yuma, Havera sheben adam lamakom yom kippur mechaper, Havera sheben adam lachavera in yom kippur mechaper at sheiratzes chavera. For all the averos ben adam lamakom between man and God, Yom Kippur is mechaper directly. As the Gemara explains, we paskin that actually Yom Kippur is mechaper only with tshuva. But the Mishnah says, Averos shebein adam lachavero, any interpersonal averos that one has committed, Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper, will not atone for those averos, until a person is miratze es chaver, till he appeases his friend. And the Mishnah says that this is derived from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki vayom azeh yechaper aleichem letar eschem mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titaru. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshin, mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titaru. Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper for the chatoseichem lefnei Hashem, for the averos bein adam lamokom. But for Avera Shabin Adam Lachavero, Yom Kippurim can't be Machaper until someone is Miratze as Chavero, until someone appeases his friend. And this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Tov Reish Vav Sif Aleph. So what emerges from the Mishnah is that Yom Kippur will not be Machaper for a person, for any Averas Bein Adam Lachavero, unless his friend is Mochel, unless his friend forgives him for the Averas that he's done. Now, it would seem from the Gemara that it's not enough for the friend to be Mochel, but rather a person has to be mevakesh mechila from the friend. The person has to ask for the mechila. It's not enough that the friend simply forgives him, but the person has to request that mechila from his friend. Where do we see that? The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pezayin, tells a number of stories about different Amoroim, Rabbi Zeira and Rav, that they were mamtzi themselves. They presented themselves in front of other individuals who sinned against them, to enable the other individuals to ask for mechila. Now, if it's sufficient for the individual just to be mochel, so then they could have been mochel the person. They didn't have to present themselves in front of the other individuals, so that they'd realize, oh, I did an avera against this particular person, and I should be mevakesh, I should ask mechila from him. Clearly, there's an inyan of being mevakesh mechila. It's not enough that the person that was wrong should be mochel, that he should forgive the other individual, but there's some kind of inyan to ask for that mechila. What's the reason for that? Why is there a necessity to be mevakesh mechila? Rav Sternbach in his Moadim Uzmanim in Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Dalet wants to suggest that perhaps the reason is so that the individual who did the avera should be machnia himself, he should humble himself before the person that he sinned against, and he should be misbayesh from that individual. Because through the hachna'a, through the busha, by humbling himself, by embarrassing himself in front of the other individual, he'll get a kapar. That's part of the process of kapar. We find in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, that busha is part of the process of tshuva. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Kol HaMitzvah Shebatorah, Bein Esei, Bein Lo Saseh, Im Avar Adam, Alecha Mehem, Bein Bezodah, Bein Meshkogah, whatever averus a person has done, if he's been Mevatel HaMitzvah Saseh, or if he's done a Lo Saseh, Beshogeg, Bemesid, whatever, says the Rambam, first of all, he has to say vidui. And what is the vidui? Ketzer misvade omer ona Hashem chatos yavisi pashati lefanecha v'yasisi kach v'kach. Barei nichamti uboshti b'masai ula'olam enichozer l'dover zeh. Zehu ikar shal vidui. What is the vidui? That the person expresses his knowledge, hakara sachet, that he recognizes that he sinned. Harei nichamti, he has a charata, that he regrets what he's done, uboshti b'masai, and he's embarrassed as well. The Rambam includes busha as part of the vidui. Busha is part of the process of tshuva. You need charota for tshuva, you need kabbalah lahabo, la'olam eni chozer ledavar hazeh, and you also need the busha. The busha is part of the charota. Dr. Sternbach, that perhaps is the idea, that when you're mevakesh mechila from someone else, you have that busha. You have that busha. And that's how you can have a tshuva. And this is alluded to in the Medrash Tanchuma as well. The Bir Agra, the Gaon in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Reish Vav, quotes a Medrash Tanchuma, that what happens if a person asks mechila from a friend, and he doesn't want to forgive him. So the Tanchuma says, "Vim halach liratzosa v'lo kibel olav mayase." Says the Medrash, "Yavi asar bnei adam v'yase shura achas." He should bring 10 people. V'yomer lehem ketata haisi beinu v'en chaver. I had a disagreement with a friend. V'alachti liratzosa. I went to appease him. V'lo kibel olav, and he didn't accept. V'hakadosh baruch hu roeh shehishpil atzmo u'merachim olav. Hakadosh baruch hu will see that he's mashpil himself. He's lowering himself in front of his friend, so to speak, and he'll be merachim on him, he'll have mercy on him, and he'll forgive him. You see that the purpose of the bakashas mechila, to ask mechila from a friend, is to be mashpil oneself in front of the friend, to lower oneself, to be machnia, to humble oneself in front of the other individual. And presumably that's because when one is machnia, when one humbles himself, there's a busha element, and that busha is part of the process of tshuva. This is how Rav Sternbach wants to explain the idea of Bakashas Mechila. That the purpose of the Bakashas Mechila is to be machnia oneself, so that he'll be misbayesh, he'll be embarrassed in front of his friend, and that will lead to the tshuva. There are certain halachas that can be explained based on this yesod. If we assume that the Bakashas Mechila is to lead to a busha, that a person should be machnia himself, he should humble himself in front of the other individual, and he should embarrass himself. First of all, does one have to specify the chait that he's done to the other individual? The Gemara in Yuman, Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis, mentions that there seems to be a stira in the psukim. That on the one hand, the pasuk says, Ashrei nisui pesha ksui chata, that it's good for a person to be ksui chata, to cover over from his sins, not to speak about them, not to be mefarsim them. And on the other hand, the pasuk says, mechase psha of lo yatzliach, that someone who's mechase psha, who covers over his averus, is not going to be matzliach. It's not a good thing. So which is correct? Is it more correct to be matznia, to hide one's averus, or is it more correct to be mefarsim what a person has done wrong? So the Gemara gives two answers. First, the Gemara wants to suggest, ha b'chait mefursim, ha b'chait she'enu mefursim. That when it comes to a chait that was done publicly, then it's appropriate for a person to be mefarsem his chait, meaning to show that he wants a kapar, that he wants a mechila, he wants to do tshuva for that chait. A chait that was done publicly, then a person is supposed to be mefarsem his chait as part of the process of tshuva. But for a chait she'ena mefursem, if a chait was not done publicly, if it was only done privately, so then a person is supposed to keep his chait quiet. This is one answer of the Gemara. And then the Gemara suggests, kan ba'aver she'bein adam l'chaveh, kan ba'aver she'bein adam l'makom. It depends what type of aver it was. If it's an aver she'bein adam l'makom between a person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then a person should not be mefaris in that chay. He should leave it between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and himself. But by aver she'bein adam l'chaveh, says the Gemara, perhaps one is supposed to be mefaris in the chay as part of the process of tshuva. What's the svara? Why should I say that by aver she'bein adam l'chaveh, or by a chait mefursim, as person is supposed to be mefarsim as chait. So the Ravid in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Beis Halacha Hey says that by averos hamefursamos, those chatoim that were mefursim, that were done publicly, person is supposed to be mefarsim lechait as part of the process of tshuva. You know why? He says v'chein by averos hamefursamos umegulos avo b'she'enu nimchavero v'shekamoshin esparsim achait kach tzarech lefarsim atshuva. If the chait was done bepirsim, if it was done begoloi, then a person has to be mefarsem that chait as part of the tshuva, says the Ravid, v'yisbayish barabim, so that he'll be embarrassed in public. Just like the chait was done publicly, he has to be mefarsem the chait as part of the process of tshuva, so that he'll be misbayish barabim. You see clearly that the Ravid is assuming that pirut hachait, specifying the avera as part of the process of tshuva, is designed to create a busha. It's designed to lead a person to busha, and that's why if the chait was done barabim, if the chait was mefursim, so then a person is supposed to be mefarsim the chait as part of the process of tshuva, because that will lead to busha, and he'll have a more complete tshuva. It would seem, therefore, that according to the second teretz of the Gemara too, according to the teretz that by avera shebein adam lachavera, one is supposed to be mefarsim the chait, the reason why it's important to be mefarit the chait, to specify the chait as part of the process of tshuva, is so that the person will be misbayish. The person will be misbayish. The goal of the pirat achet, it would seem, according to the Ravid, is to be misbayish. So if that's true by averas hamefursamos barabim, so too by averas shebein adam lachavero, the purpose of the pirat achet is to be misbayish more, and that will lead to a greater tshuva. This is one halacha that one can explain based on the Yisod that Bakoshas Mechila is to lead to Busha. Another halacha that some of the Mefarshim mention is, what's the din? Can a person be Mevakesh Mechila through an intermediary? Let's say he doesn't want to go to the friend to ask for Mechila. Can he ask a third party to request Mechila from the injured individual? The Bach, in his commentary on the Torah in Simen Tov Reish Vav, quotes from the Sefer Ein Yaakov, who's Medayik from the Yerushalmi, that Lechatchila, a person really should go himself. A person should be Mevakesh Mechila himself from the individual that he wronged. If he's not Mekabel, so then he should gather the people together, and he should be Mevakesh, and then he should be Mevakesh Mechila in front of those individuals. And he says, the Bach says, this is different than the minig. People often send an intermediary, they send a third party to ask for Mechila. He says, it's not really correct. Lechatchila, the person really should go himself. I mean, that's really the Lashon of the Medrash Tanchuma that we quoted earlier. It says, v'mholach l'ratzoso v'lo kibel mayase, if he went to be meratze, his friend, and the other individual didn't accept, what should he do? So the Medrash says, bring the 10 people, not necessarily in front of the friend, bring the 10 people and say, I tried what I could do. And, you know, he didn't want to accept. Says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be merachim on him, and he'll be mechapef. If he sees that he's mashpil himself, so he'll be merachim on him. It seems from the Medrash that really, lechatchila, a person should go and be meratze his friend himself. And if he can't do that, so then there's some kind of solution to get a kapara. But really, he should do it himself. What's the reason that he should go himself to ask for mechila? L'chora, the reason is that when you go yourself in front of the other individual to mevakesh mechila, you're machnia yourself. You're humbling yourself. It's much more of a hachna if you go yourself. And certainly, it's a busha if you go yourself. If you send a third party, what kind of busha are you going to have? There's a little bit of busha because you're admitting that you have to send someone to ask for mechila. But it's not the same as going yourself. Clearly, going yourself is to create a sense of busha, to be machnia oneself in front of the other party. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Simen Tov Reish Vav of Cotton Bays that it is appropriate to go oneself to ask for mechila unless one feels that there'll be a greater pius, there'll be a greater appeasement if a third party goes. You know, a third party who's close to the individual who was wronged, if he goes, perhaps the individual might be more appeased by the third party. So says the Mishnah Berurah, if a person realizes that there'll be a greater pious, so then maybe it's better to send a third party. But if not, the Mishnah Berurah agrees with the Bach that it's appropriate to go oneself. A third issue that might be explained by this Yisod, that the purpose of Bakoshas Mechila is to be machnia oneself, to humble oneself in front of the other individual, to be misbayish in front of him. Let's say the other person, the wrong party, doesn't accept the bakasha. Say he doesn't accept the bakasha. The Shulchan Aruch says that if the person doesn't accept the bakasha's mechila, if he's not misbayish one time, then you have to go again. But the Shulchan Aruch says that if he's not misbayish after three times, eino zokoklo, you don't have to continue going. From the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, you get the impression that there's no chiyuv, there's no obligation to ask for mechila more than three times. The Pri Chodosh, in his comments on the Shulchan Aruch, is actually medayik from the Rambam that not only are you not chayiv to ask more than three times, it might be aser to ask more than three times. You should stop. And that really is the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara in Yuman, Daf Pezayin Abay, says, Kala mevakesh motu mechavero, al yevakesh mimeno yosem migimel pa'amin. The Gemara says that someone who asks mechila from his friend should not ask more than three times. It sounds like you shouldn't do it more than three times. Interesting, but at least you're not chayiv to ask more than three times. The Pri Chodosh comments that it would appear that if one is not mechuyev to be mevakesh more than three times, Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper even if the other individual was never mochel. Your responsibility is only to ask three times, and after you've asked the three times, Yom Kippur will still be mechaper. You did your tshuva, you did what you were supposed to do, Yom Kippur will still be mechaper. How is Yom Kippur going to be mechaper? If the Mishnah says that for averos ben adam lachavero ein Yom Kippur mechaper ad shiratzes chavero, so how can Yom Kippur be mechaper if he was not meratzes chavero? So if we understand that the purpose of Bakoshas Mechila is to be machnia oneself in front of the friend, If the purpose is to humble oneself and to be misbayish in front of the friend, so as long as you're mavakesh mechila the three times, you've done what you have to do. If the process of tshuva requires a sense of busha, so you've brought yourself to the busha. You've asked for the mechila. The key, according to this approach, is not the ritzui chavero, but rather the bakashas mechila itself. As long as you are mavakesh, that's sufficient. Maybe one time is not enough. You got to do it three times, because if the person didn't accept the mechila, so maybe you have to be mevakesh more. Maybe he was wronged in a significant way, so you have to be mevakesh more, to be misbayish even more in front of him, to be machnia oneself in front of him even more. But the fact that Yom Kippur can be mechaper, even if he didn't accept the bakosha, that would seem to imply that the goal really is the bakosha's mechila itself, and not the result, not the ritzui of the chaver. And finally, the Rama comments that hamochel lo yehe achzori milimcho. The person who was wrong shouldn't be cruel. He should accept the mechila. It's really appropriate. But says the Ramayim, lo shemechavin letovas hamevakesh mechila. Unless he has in mind the benefit of the mevakesh mechila. What does that mean? He doesn't want to forgive the person who asked the mechila because he has in mind his benefit. L'chora, the benefit of the mevakesh mechila would be to be mochel, to forgive him so that he'll get a kapara. So the Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkot and Tes explains, what does the Rama mean? He means that if the wrong party doesn't want to be mochel, so that the one who did the avera to him will be nichna, he'll be humbled, and he won't be margil himself, he won't continue to do this avera, so then it's okay. Then it's okay for the person not to forgive. Once again, what do we see? That the purpose of the bakashas mechila is to be machnia the person. So if the wrong party sees that he's not really nichna enough, so he doesn't want to forgive, he doesn't want to respond positively to the bakashas mechila because he wants the individual who wronged him, the individual who did the avera, to be machnia himself more, so then it's okay. Then it's okay not to accept that mechila. We see that there are different halachos that can be explained based on this yesod, that if you assume that the purpose of the bakashas mechila is to be machnia oneself, to embarrass oneself in front of the friend, so that would... That could answer why there's an inyan to be mefarit the chait in front of the friend. Avera shebein adam lachavero. Person is supposed to be mefarit, he's supposed to be mefarsim the chait in order to be machnia himself, to be mezbayish even more. That would also explain why it's better lechatchila to do it yourself, not to send a third party to do it. What's more, if the other individual is not mekabel the bakasha, perhaps Yom Kippur could still be mechaper because at least you had the bakasha samachila, you were mizbayesh. And finally, the person who was wrong really is supposed to accept the bakasha, unless he has in mind the tova samavakesh. If he feels that the mevakesh was not nichna sufficiently, he didn't humble himself sufficiently, so then he can hold off from being mekabel the bakashas mechila, so that the other individual will be machnia himself even more. Okay, all of these halachas seem to be explained very well based on the yesod that the bakashas mechila is designed to humble oneself and to be misbayish, that the person is going to be embarrassed. But of course, the other explanation that we could give for this idea of bakashas mechila is that the goal is not the bakasha itself. It's not the etzem habakasha. But rather, maybe the goal is the result of the bakasha. The result that the person is going to be misratze and that there now will be shalom between the two individuals once again. And this is actually borne out by a Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer that's quoted by the Tur. The Tur quotes that Samoel, the Medrash says, Samoel, the Sotan is mekatrig against Klal Yisrael, but when it comes Yom Kippur, he actually is melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael. He tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Yesh lecha uma achas shehem kemalachei ashores, the Klal Yisrael are like the malachim. Ma malachim yechefei rogel afhem. Just like malachim don't wear any shoes, they're barefoot, so too. Bnei Yisrael, Yom Kippur, we're not wearing any shoes. And he continues, he compares Klal Yisrael to the malachim in other ways. And then he concludes, Ma malachim shalom b'neim afhem kein. Just like malachim, there's a shalom between all the malachim, so too Klal Yisrael, there's a shalom between them. And The Medrash concludes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to Samuel and he's mechaper on Klal Yisrael. What is the Torah saying? It would seem as though the goal of the Bakoshas Mechila, to be Meratze one's Chaver, is to create a Shalom in Klal Yisrael. Not so much the Bakoshas Mechila itself to be Misbayesh from the Chaver, but to create a Shalom in Klal Yisrael. And this is Be'emes, the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Averas Ben Adam HaChaver, En Yom HaKippur Mechaper, Ad Sheyiratze Es Chavera. The goal doesn't seem to be the Bakoshas Mechila, the goal is the Ritzoy Chaveros, that there'll be Shalom between Jews, between the individual who was wronged and the one that wronged him. So this is a totally different approach. This is assuming that the purpose of Bakosha Samachila is not the Etzema Bakosha, but rather the result of the Bakosha, the fact that there'll be Shalom and Klal Yisrael between the two individuals. You could explain that the reason why a person has to be Mevakesh more than once, the purpose is not to be Machnia oneself, not to be Misbayesh more, but rather, perhaps the reason why you have to ask for Mechila more than once is because we want to reach the goal. The goal is that there should be Shalom between the two individuals. So maybe that's why you're really supposed to be Mevakesh Mechila more than once. If he doesn't want to accept it, you should still be Mevakesh because we want it to be Shalom between the two individuals. This idea can help explain a difficult Rambam. What's the din? Are there any averos that you don't have to ask mechila for? Any averos bein adam lachavero that one doesn't have to ask mechila for? So the Rambam, in Hilchos Chova L'Mazik, in Perek Hei, Halacha Tes, writes that if someone is mazik mamon chavero, he damaged his friend. Once he paid up for the damage, he gets a kapar. But if he's chovel b'chavero, if he beat up his friend, then he has to ask mechila from the friend. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chova L'Mazik. If he just damaged his money, then he doesn't have to ask Mechila. He just has to pay up. But if he was Chovel Bo, if he gave him bodily harm, so then he has to ask Mechila. And yet the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Beis writes that someone who steals from his friend, Hagozo Mechavero, he has to be Miratze, the friend. Now presumably Gezel is just being Mafsid Mamon Chavero. It's not Chovel B'Chavero. The Rambam says in Chovel L'Mazik that if he's just mazik his friend, he causes a hefsid mamon, he doesn't have to ask mechila. Only if he beats up his friend, then he has to ask mechila. So why in Hilchos Tshuva does he say if he steals from his friend, then he does have to ask mechila? So the Lechem Mishnah, Hilchos Chova L'Mazik says, the difference is that someone who steals from his friend, if he takes something bal karcho, gzeila is something that he does b'chazka, he like rips it out of his hand, so he caused a tsar to the other individual. Any time that you cause a tsar to the other person, you got to ask mechila. The Rambam in Hilchos Chova L'Mazik, where he says that someone who's mazik mamon chavero, once he pays, then he doesn't have to ask mechila, that's talking about where he just damaged the person. Let's say he was playing baseball and he knocked it out of the park and it hit the ball went into the person's window and it broke the window. He wasn't mitzayer his friend. He just caused a hefsid mamon. He caused a loss of money. So as long as he pays for the damage, as long as he pays for the damage that he did, that's sufficient. He didn't hurt the friend. He wasn't mitzayer the friend. But if he hurt the friend, if he was chovabo, he beat him up, or if he was gozel, which causes a tsar, so then it's necessary to ask mechila. If the goal of Bakoshas Mechila is just to be misbayish, so what's the difference? By all averas, bein adam lachavero, one should have to be misbayish. The answer might be that the Rambam holds the goal of the Bakoshas Mechila is to achieve a shalom between the two individuals. So if you were mitzayer the other person, then you're chayev to ask for Mechila. But if you weren't mitzayer him, if you didn't cause him any pain, you just caused him a loss of money, so then as long as you're mashlim, the money that you caused, the loss that you caused him, that's sufficient. You don't have to ask mechila because there still is shalom. As long as you pay, there's automatically going to be a shalom because you caused the hefsid mamon, and now you're paying for the hefsid mamon. Okay, so that's an interesting Rambam that can be explained based on this second yisod. And finally, what's the din? Does a person have to be mefaret a chait, bein adam lachavero, if he's afraid that by being mefaret the chait, he's going to cause more tsar to his friend? From the Bach, you get the impression that one doesn't have to be mefaret the chait, and that if you're not mefaret the chait, there is no kapara. The Bach says that you have to be mefaret the chait in order to be miskaper. But the Magen Avraham says that if he thinks the friend is going to be misbayish, if he's going to be embarrassed, so then you shouldn't be mefaret the chait. You shouldn't specify the chait, because that's going to cause him tsar. Yisrael Salanter was very famous for holding this shita. He felt that you shouldn't be mafarid a chait when you ask mechila from a friend if you feel that it's going to cause him tsar, because then you're doing another avera by trying to get mechila for the first avera. Rav Sternbach, in that piece that I mentioned before, wants to explain, based on this, the minig to ask mechila before Yom Kippur. The tour quotes from the Rosh that it's appropriate for everyone, v'yitan kol adam el libo be'erev Yom HaKippurim, dafka on Erev Yom Kippur, a person should go and be mefayes anyone that he sinned against. And he quotes the Gemara that the Amoraim used to be mamtzi es atzmam, they used to present themselves in front of the individuals who wronged them, so that they'd be able to ask mechila from them. First glance, it seems a little bit strange. According to the Lashon of the Rosh, dafka on Erev Yom Kippur, you're supposed to go and ask mechila. Why on Erev Yom Kippur? Mechila is relevant the whole year. Why dafka Erev Yom Kippur? Is there an inyan to ask for mechila? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Mata Ephraim that maybe what the Rosh means is that of course you should ask mechila a whole year, but before Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, you gotta ask mechila because the deadline's coming up. Yom Kippur's coming, and you want to have a kapora. So you gotta go, at least the last day when the final deadline is here, you gotta go and ask mechila from your friend. Rav Sternbach wants to suggest that perhaps there's a different reason. That maybe if we follow the position of the Magen Avraham, that one is not supposed to be mefaret achet bein adam lachavero as part of the bakoshes mechila, if he thinks that the friend is going to be hurt even more if he's mefaret achet, then we can understand the dafka on Erev Yom Kippur, a person should be mevakesh mechila. Because if he asks for mechila the whole year round, then what's the other individual going to think? He's going to feel like, this person must have wronged me. He must have done an avera. He's going to feel bad. Right? If he's not mefarit the chait, so then he's going to feel bad because he really feels that the individual must have wronged him. But if on Erev Yom Kippur he comes to be mevakesh mechila, if everyone is asking mechila from everyone else, people are walking up to each other and saying, Are you Meichami? That's just the way people are talking. So then the other individual is not going to think anything of it. He's not going to be hurt by the Bakashas Mechila. So maybe that's the idea. Dafka Erev Yom Kippur, since everyone is being Mevakesh Mechila, so the other individual is not going to be hurt by the Bakashas Mechila, so it's better to ask for Mechila Dafka at that point in time. Now if we assume the goal of the Bakashas Mechila is to be Misbayesh, to be Machnio oneself in front of the other party, how can a generic bakoshas mechila going to be mevayish oneself? You're not going to be machnia yourself through that bakoshas mechila. So how can the mechila, bakoshas mechila on Erev Yom Kippur work? It would seem as though this minig, to ask for mechila dafka on Erev Yom Kippur, this minig is based on the second reason, that the goal of the bakoshas mechila is not necessarily just to be machnia oneself or to be mezbayish. Maybe there's another goal. Maybe the goal is to be meratzes chaver, that there should be shalom between the two individuals. If the goal is that there should be shalom between the two individuals, even a generic mechila, even if you're not mefaret the chait, it will still work. But dafka on Erev Yom Kippur, it's better to be mevakesh mechila, because if you mevakesh mechila the whole year round, then the other individual is going to think, well, he's not telling me what he did, but Mustami did something terrible to me. And that's going to cause a tsar for him. That'll create less shalom between the two individuals. So dafka on Erev Yom Kippur, there's an inyan to be mevakesh mechila, because by doing so, there'll be a shalom in Klal Yisrael, and as a result, hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mechaper all of the averis. We taka davin, we should be mevakesh mechila from each other, and we davin HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekabel all of our tfilos. He should be mechaper for all the averas, for the averas ben adam lamakom, for the averas ben adam lachavero, and he should grant us all a shnas chayim v'shalom. I wish you all a gemar chasima tovah.